Hey, I'm Cassie with All That Matters in Triple M Rock News this week.
Hi, it's Angus Young from AC/DC.
The rock gods are smiling down on us with the release of AC/DC's brand new album, Power Up. It's 12 massive, hard-hitting rock and roll tracks that takes us back to those classic 80s AC/DC sounds. We had the Angus Young join Triple M from his home studio in Sydney to play the album in full and talk about his favourite songs on the album.
Well, I love Shot in the Dark because for me it's just a good rock and roll vibe about it, straight ahead. It's what AC/DC does very well. I can be biased, I like them all.
You can catch up on the full takeover with Angus Young on the Triple M app and catch up on all of the latest AC/DC news at triplem.com.au. This Black Friday the 13th, the king of shock rock, Alice Cooper, has celebrated in a big way by releasing a brand new single and announcing a brand new album. The single is called Rock and Roll, and it's the first of Alice's brand new album, Detroit Stories, that's out next February. The album is a tribute to his hometown and those classic Detroit rock and roll sounds. You can pre-order Detroit Stories and get more info on the Triple M website now. Look, we might not have much live music or David Bowie anymore, but what we do have is his live recordings. And next week, you can get your hands on a brand new installment of the Brilliant Live Adventures releases from David Bowie on CD, vinyl, and digitally. You can read more on the Triple M website. Well, that was a surprise. System of a Down have released not one, but two brand new singles this week. It's the first new music from the band in over 15 years, and the two new tracks are released to raise money for the Armenia Fund. You can hear the new music from System of a Down on Triple M Hard and Heavy now. Get it on DAB Radio and the Triple M app, and get your copy of the new music and donate to the Armenia Fund at triplem.com.au. Those mullet-loving Aussies, The Chats, have released a brand new single in tribute to AC/DC and the memory of buying your very first CD. The music video for the new single, AC/DC CD, have reimagined those classic Akadaka videos. The band are even cruising down the street in the back of a ute playing bagpipes. You can watch the hilarious new video on the Triple M website now. Sad news this week, following the passing of longtime Midnight Oil member Bones Hillman. Hillman passed away after battling cancer. His Midnight Oil bandmates described him as the bassist with the beautiful voice, and he was the band member with the wicked sense of humour. Hillman's last record with Midnight Oil, The Macarata Project, was released last week and went straight to number one. You can read more touching tributes for Hillman on the Triple M website now.
This is Taylor Hawkins from the Foo Fighters.
The Foo Fighters are back with a brand new single, music video, and album. The band debuted the brand new single, Shame Shame, on Saturday Night Live last weekend, with Grohl looking nervous performing this dark new track. It's a different sound for the Fooies, and Shame Shame comes with a dark and haunting new music video that's based off a dream that Dave Grohl had when he was just 14 years old. You can hear Dave tell Kennedy Malloy more about the dream.
And I still remember it to this day. It's a nightmare.
Really?
But yeah, that I've thought about since I was 14, where I was standing at the bottom of this hill, and at the top of the hill there was this coffin on fire next to a dead tree, and I go running up to the coffin to try to save whoever's in it, and I'm burning my hands on the coffin, and I woke up from that nightmare thinking, what was that all about?
Shame Shame is the first single of the Foo Fighters' 10th studio album, Medicine at Midnight, and it's out February next year. You can listen to the full interview on the Triple M app now and get the latest Foo Fighters news on the Triple M website. To stay up to date with the latest Triple M rock news, subscribe on the Triple M app now. I'm Cassie, and that's all that matters in Triple M rock news this week.